Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I am so excited. It's Deb Scott, your host for the Best People We Know radio show. And, of course, that would be all of us here listening tonight. And I have just been looking forward to this show tonight. I know I look forward to every week, and I'm always excited to bring you the best people, places, tools you can use, resources, the best of the best to help you be the best person that you were created to be, and that always involves helping you be happy, peaceful, and purposeful. But tonight, we have a great mentor of mine. I just admire this lady. She is a class act, and she's so fun and so sincere. And I know a lot of you have written to me, very excited to meet her and listen to her. She is the international sensation and force behind Power Woman magazine and radio, heard in many countries and read in many as well. It's our own Deb Bailey, and she is, as I said, the owner and publisher of Power Woman Magazine and Radio. She's also a very long-time advocate for women. She served as the editor, producer, and publisher of the magazine. And in late 2008, Deb saw the need for a medium for women worldwide to connect and learn about one another. And then she took it upon herself as a job to begin promoting her magazine and radio show, and in 2009 it became international success. And it's been Deb Bailey's dream to pave the way for women everywhere, all nationalities, races, to excel in whatever their dreams may be. And that's what she's going to talk about tonight, to help our dreams get to be true. She's also been a voice for women locally in her community. She's been a leader, and she's done that for over two decades, very consistent. She is the real deal. And prior to a job in Power Woman magazine, she was a recruiter, and she's been a minister for women's prisons, helping women in prison face parole and even the death penalty. And many of you may not have known that about Deb. And she's also raised thousands of dollars, and sending cards and Bibles to women serving in the military overseas. I mean, you know, Deb is out there walking her talk and volunteering and doing things that, you know, many of us collectively couldn't achieve, and she's doing them all single-handedly. But she does understand firsthand the impact of rape and domestic violence, and her work has been put to women firsthand in their career, in her journalism career, and, you know, she's really done numerous interviews with celebrities like Tova Borgnine, Kim Waymans, Kathy Kinney, and many more. So without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the one and only Deb Bailey. Hi, Deb.
Hi. How awesome.
It's probably a little strange for you to be on the end being interviewed, because you're usually doing the interviews.
It is. And to sit there and listen to everything, I'm thinking to myself, who's she talking about?
Well, that is you, and I certainly didn't really go into all the things that you have done, because I know that you're very humble and you don't really toot your own horn too much. So tonight's a real pleasure that we get to hear what you're doing and how you're doing it, and I think that the listeners are going to be able to learn from you and apply the skills and the things that you've done, and then they can apply, and hopefully we can all be the success that you are in our own unique way, Deb, because you really are an inspiration. Truly unbelievable what you've done. Why don't you tell the people that are listening a little bit about what you're doing right now, and then you know, a little bit about how you got to where you are, and then we can just take it from there.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, first I want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here, and I am a little nervous. I'm usually on the other end of the stick, but here we go. First of all, in 2008, I had my own staffing agency where I filled personnel for hospitals and therapists and things of those natures, dentist offices and stuff, and I hired subcontractors to come and work with me. And unfortunately, one of the ladies that I hired literally stole my business, and in fact, I almost lost my home over it. And I was just literally devastated to the point where I didn't know what I was going to do next. And my husband came to me and said, you know, where's your fight, you know, and this isn't like you. And I just looked at him and I said, I just don't feel like fighting this fight. It just doesn't seem real, I guess. And my son was 16 at the time, and he was trying to find himself in God and everything. He was having kidney surgery and was having, you know, some health issues and stuff. And I remember he came to me one day while I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and I was just crying. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. I really didn't know what to do. And he put his hand on my leg, and he said, Mama, don't cry. This isn't where God needs you. And at the time, I thought, what do you know? You're 16 years old, you know? And I said,
yeah.
Well, thank you, you know, and everything. And he kind of went on his way. And that was in August of 2008. November of 2008, I thought to myself, I'm a talker. You'll learn. And I thought, I really have got to express myself and get this all these feelings and emotions out. And if you go back to November 2008 on my radio show, that's exactly what I was doing. I started it first. And I was just talking about what a power woman was and women in the eye of the media and how I admired them for, you know, taking everyday steps. And little did I know there was a PR agency in Los Angeles that was listening to me and contacted me and said, you know, I really believe that you've got something going here and we want to put our R&B soul singer on your show. And I'm like, what show? You know, I had no idea what he was talking about, really. And so he kind of coached me a little bit, and he said, you know, you really got something going on here. And he said, you really need to pay attention to it. And I kind of faux-fummed around with it for a few months. I did a show here and there and didn't take it seriously until July of 2009. And I had my first celebrity, who was Kim Wayans, come on my show, and she just absolutely loved what I do. And in fact, I keep in contact with her all the time, and I have nothing but great things to say about it. And again, said, you know, you've got something going on here. And that's when I really kicked into high gear. And I do, on the average, about 6 shows a week, Monday through Thursday. And I do an online magazine at powerwomenmagazine.com. And in fact, that just went into print form in May of this year. So I kind of work backwards, but I work at my own pace. And I just absolutely love what I do. I meet all kinds of women, from the girl next door who's raising money for breast cancer awareness to big-time celebrities. I just had Katherine Schwarzenegger last week on my show, who is Arnold and Maria's daughter from California. So if they're a power woman, powerhouse, then I want them on my show. And, in fact, I'm booking April of next year, so right now. So
April,
I'm ahead of the ball game.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Deb, there's just so many things about what you just said. First of all, I think that for anybody listening, you know, what struck me is that you had a tragedy, and how many of us have experienced some sort of a tragedy. I mean, that's just a horrible thing, what you went through, and the recruiter in the office, and, you know, feeling like you're going to lose your house, and this woman that was really did a terrible thing. But you know, you didn't get bitter. You did become better, and your son coming to you and giving you that encouragement out of the mouth of babes. And how many times do we have what seem to be earth angels telling us a message right at the time that we least, you know, we need it the most, but least expect it? And you really took that, what I would say, that green sky, and turned it into true blue. You really took that upside down situation and turned it right side up. And do you think you were just open to just thinking about, this is my passion, I love to talk, and people tell me that this is my gift, and then looked at how you could, you know, do that, and then the radio show came as an offshoot? Or was there something in your mind that always made you think, you know, in the back of my mind, I really would love to host my own radio show?
You know, I had no earthly idea I was going to do a radio show. I just was around piddling on the internet thinking, if I could just talk, because I'm a talker, and just get my feelings out there and what I'm thinking about, I will work through this without having to scrape up money to go to a therapist because I don't have insurance. And but I have always been a outside of the box thinker. When I was a little girl, my mother and I were never close. And I would run away from home all the time because I wasn't treated fairly like my sister was. So I would have to do things outside the box. And in order for me to do outside the box, I had to think of ways to do it at a cheaper, better way. And just as much of attention to what my project was that I could bring on a 0% budget. And that's exactly what I've done. Everything I've done has cost me nearly nothing. To get to where I'm at today. And it's just, I have to go back and say that I have learned so many lessons. I just turned 44 a couple weeks ago, and I have learned so many lessons. And I get this question from women all the time, how'd you get to where you're at? And the first thing I tell them is that, you know, I took something with me from every adventure I've ever done in life, whether it was a job, feeling hospital personnel, or scrubbing a toilet at the Holiday Inn. I always met a friend. I always learned something, and I feel like that was my stepping stone to get to where I'm at today, because it didn't happen overnight. I went through hell and back to get to where I'm at, but I absolutely love what I do, and it gets me out of the bed every day and gives me a new challenge. I meet new women. I'm getting into new countries. I'm in 96 countries worldwide. My radio show is syndicated in 2 terrestrial regular radio stations. My magazine just went in print in May, and I've got already over 1,200 readership on it in just a few short months. So it's just, it's catching on fire, and I think it's because women need to connect with other women on a certain level that maybe our best friends or our sisters can't give us, like I did when I thought I was losing my home over losing my business. I had to reach out and do something different. And I think that's just always been in me.
Yeah. I am just so struck by, you know, what you said. You just love what you do. You get up in the morning and you love what you do. And I think that all of us, you know, that's got to resonate to everybody, because we all want to get up in the morning and feel empowered and excited about what the adventure of the day is going to be, and enjoying what we do. And I think when we do what we love, we have that authenticity, and it really sparkles in a way that we can't be phony with that, you know. I mean, people can tell if someone's sincere or not, and that just comes through so clearly with you. And then the other thing that you were saying about doing what you love, but also you know, learning something from everybody, taking a friend, or, you know, looking at everything as an adventure, would you say that that's one of the characteristics of the power woman that you meet, that you talk with, that you interview? Are there certain traits that you think are common with power women that you speak with or interview?
You know, I've always left the door open to every woman that I've come in contact with, and there's very few that I ever turn down to even be invite on my show. But I think we all have that in us. And I think, you know, I remember back, let's see, I've been married 22 years now, and my husband used to be an abuser. I'm a survivor of domestic violence. And I remember back in the day when I didn't have the mindset of anything that I have that's powerful today. And, you know, I can remember back when I just felt like, oh my gosh, what am I even doing here? What is my sole purpose for being here? And that came after years and years and years, of course, but it started when I got to thinking, you know what, you are worth something, and you do have people that love you, and there is somebody out there that you're going to touch and change a life one day. And back years ago, I actually worked as the manager at the shelter here in town. And the lady that ran the house happened to be really good friends of my parents. And she said, you know, I know what you've been through, and I want you to come and work on my staff. And I absolutely loved my job. I took my kids to work with me every day. And she took me aside one day, and she said, you know, I really appreciate you helping me teach this class today. And I said, oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it. And she said, one day you're going to be an inspirational speaker. And this was like 15 years ago or better. And I looked at her, and I was like, are you crazy? I don't even know what you're talking about. What is an inspirational speaker? And over the years, it just kind of fell into place. And, you know, she moved away, and I haven't seen her for, you know, forever and a day, but I just wish I could see her and just say, you know what, you knew exactly what you were talking about, and just let her see everything that's been going on in the last 2 years of my life, because it's just phenomenal. It's just exciting to get up and meet women that have this power. And some of the women that come to me have already got this power in them, and they know how to use it and they know how to work it. And then the brilliance of the girls and the women that are just coming into their power that come into their show, into my show, and just bring it across on the radio program that they're involved with is just so exciting to me. I just get excited. I mean, you know, what better way to celebrate women? And that's to give them power, and to get that power is knowledge. And, you know, I always told myself when I was a young girl that I didn't have a very good relationship with my mother. And I always thought if I ever have children of my own, I would make sure that they knew everything possible that they needed to know in order to survive in life. And when I was older and got married and started having kids, my daughter is a powerhouse herself, you know. I made sure that she knew everything she needed to know, and made sure, you know, she got it down and everything, and I don't have to worry about her. She's got her own power going on, you know, and she shares it with her circle of people. And I think that's what makes a power woman, is to get knowledge, to share that knowledge and connect with other women, because we thrive off of each other.
Yeah, and you know, I think that the interaction and the ability to have the back and forth and being able to bounce ideas off and fears and not have that judgmental attitude, you know, to not be worried about that, really helps along. Because obviously, you know, you're the person that said, oh, you're going to be an inspirational speaker one day. You know, I think a lot of us can reflect on having somebody that says something to us or sees something in us that maybe we don't see in ourselves. And maybe at that time you didn't think, well, you're going to be the inspirational speaker. But now you can look back on it and say, wow, that woman really saw something, you know, something that God gave me as a gift. And I didn't even know it until now. And, you know, I don't think that there's any accidents that way when we see people that really pick up on that, which obviously you do with all the guests that you have and what you've passed along to your own daughter and so forth. And it's just really, really inspirational to be able to share these gifts with one another. And do you think that sometimes, you know, in your particular interviewing process that somebody says to you something that maybe you didn't think of earlier that makes sense now, and, you know, connecting the dots so that, oh, if I was younger, I wish somebody had told me this, or I wish I had known that, or I'm so grateful that I now understand something that, you know, maybe at the time didn't make sense, but it does now. Do you have any thoughts like that that you might want to share with people listening?
You know, I absolutely do. And the first thing I thought of when you were asking that was my time that I spent at going through domestic violence. And it happened when my kids were real small, and my mother rejected me, and I really didn't have anybody but God. And, you know, I used to cry out to him and say, you know, why am I here? Why do you have me here? I need to be out of this situation. Please get me out of this situation. And it didn't seem like it was happening, and things were just really confusing at the time and everything. And here this person that I gave my heart and my soul to, you know, was doing these terrible things. And I all I could think of was, you know, I went through that for a reason. And not that it was a good thing, not that I'm condoning it in any certain way, not that I'm telling any listener if you're in a domestic violence, get out. That's the bottom line. But I went through it for a reason. And I think that reason was because I have the ability to talk. I have the ability to stand out in the crowd and say, hey, pay attention to me because I got something to tell you. And I think that's why God let me go through it to a certain extent. And I look back over my life and I think, you know what, I wouldn't have changed it. I hated it. Don't get me wrong. There wasn't a part in my soul that didn't cry out and didn't hurt. And the things that had happened to me would make your toes curl, which I'm writing a book and that's given me therapy to go through that too. But I'm doing it because it's helping somebody else. And I think that's what my radio show does. I bring in women from all around the country, like I said, whether they're the girl next door raising money for breast cancer or a woman that's, you know, been domestically abused or was, you know, raped or whatever the case may be, or like Katherine Schwarzenegger, who would ever think that a woman that was brought up in her environment had body image issues? And she came on my show and talked about that. So I think that's what makes this a great thing, is that we've all got something different to bring to the table. And we may all have five women on that table that have went through the same experience, but they come out with different results and different views. And I think that's what it's important. I think that's where we connect as women, and I think that's what makes us more powerful.
Oh, you know, that is just what you just said is so powerful. And I think that, you know, if you're encountering some tragedy, whether it's violence, rape, maybe it's just being bummed out, depression, whatever the financial stresses, whatever the challenge is. I think sometimes people, we feel isolated, like we're the only ones. And in listening to you, in talking, whether it's somebody, as you said, somebody next door, or it's somebody like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's daughter, you know, people are still people. And I think that when we take down the barriers and realize that everybody has something and we're all in this together, I think it gets us into a place of having more hope. You know, don't you
Absolutely.
Think that that's, yeah. And I think that for anybody listening, if you feel like you're alone, or if you feel like, you know, because you've had some tragedy in your life, you can't still have the happy ending, or you still can't do something really fantastic. I mean, Deb Bailey's here to say, hey, she didn't want to have the domestic violence. She didn't want to have to go through these horrible things. But, you know, in some part, you know, that is what was the springboard to help her be motivated to bring all of these people to the world to help, you know, make women more powerful and get the help and the encouragement that they need to be the best person they were created to be. And, you know, in that sense,
Absolutely.
Deb, I think your story gives everybody hope, you know, no matter how bad it is, there's always an opportunity and always a way to turn it around. But it seems to me that faith in God has really been the, you know, the key to unlocking the door for you in having that passion to pursue, you know, past the obstacles. Is that what you would share with us?
Well, you know, I when I was a girl, I always went to Sunday school, you know, with my sister and the neighbor kids and everything. So I knew about God. And when I was a little girl, I gave my life to Christ and everything. And I just got caught up in things like everybody else does. I was a wild teenager at one point, and then, you know, I straightened out and graduated high school with honors, and I went to college, and then, you know, things happened, and sometimes you just get mixed up in things that you don't really mean to, you don't plan on it. But what happened actually was 10 years ago that my grandmother, who was almost like a mother to me, had passed away. And I used to smoke and tend bar. And my dad was the administrator here in town at the Moose Lodge, so I worked for him for 7 years. And absolutely loved what I'm doing, what I did, because, hello, I got to talk. And the day we buried her, I decided to quit smoking. And between that and losing my grandmother, who I was very close to, sent me into such a deep depression. It was unreal. I went through sleeping 20 minutes a day to being only awake for 20 minutes a day, and everything in between. And I drove my husband nuts. I drove my kids nuts. I could not function. The neighbor lady, thank God, my best friend, come over and would actually have to get my kids dressed, fed, and put them on the bus for school. And I just could not get out of the bed. I was in this deep depression, and I would cry all the time. And my husband came to me, and he sat on the end of my bed, and he said, you know what? He said, you got two choices, lady. He said, either get some help through a therapist or find God. And something in me snapped, and I started flipping through the TV, and I found Joyce Myers. And I tell you what, she brought me back to God, and I have walked in for 10 and a half years right next to him. And through those 10 and a half years, some of the terrible things in my life happened, and some great things happened. And it absolutely helped me get to where I'm at today. And if it wasn't for him, I would not be where I'm at today. And I believe that with all my heart and soul.
Yeah, I really believe for myself as well that, you know, and again, I, you know, some people have, you know, universe or whatever, but I'm, if it wasn't for God, you know, I definitely wouldn't be here either. I mean, and I love Joyce Meyer as well. I think she's dynamite. But, you know, that time in prayer and solitude and just really being able to sit in your own skin and be comfortable and listen and be open, I don't think you can put a price tag on that or a value. I mean, you know, without that time alone and that prayer time, it's really nearly impossible to hear what you need to do and to follow your passion and your purpose. And, you know, depression is not uncommon. I mean, there are more people that suffer from it than probably we know. And some people can hide it very, very well. And, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just part. I mean, sometimes life gets like that, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It scared me, you know, to the point where I paid attention to what my husband was saying, because I remember thinking back, is this how people feel before they hurt themselves or someone else? And for that thought to even get into my mind scared the living daylights out of me. And I thought, oh, no, there's got to be a different way. There's got to be something somewhere, somebody that can help me. And I found that through her and introduced me back into Christ. And when I got there, it was so peaceful and so much inspiration, and I learned to open up and listen and just, you know, I don't do everything right. I don't do everything perfect. I don't do everything that I'm supposed to be doing, but guess what? I do it a lot better than I used to. I've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or as Joyce says, I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. And, you know, I just love that, because we're all a work in process. But, you know, I'm really big into using, you know, using the tools. And one of the things that is great is, you know, this Blog Talk Radio. It's just great. Radio shows, listening to them, replaying them. There's some great channels on TV, some great books, some, you know, great audio. There's just so many there's so many great resources available that, you know, nobody should feel isolated and alone and have to go it alone, because, you know, life is too short and there's too many great people out there to have to go it alone. And that's what I love about your radio show, and that you do it, you're committed to it. I mean, 6 days a week, that's a lot of work. I mean, I have a hard time just trying to get mine together, you know, for every week or every other week. And I can't imagine you do this every day, sometimes a couple times a day. And, you know, it's really a great resource and tool. And I put up, it's powerwomanmagazine.com, www.powerwomanmagazine.com, and it's Power Woman Magazine Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find Power Woman Magazine and Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and also Power Woman Magazine on Facebook, and you'll see Deb's great photo of her there in the animation that I love, which is just splendid and spectacular. So Deb will be more than happy to get with you if you want to contact her, you know, directly and personally. And she's terrific about one-on-one responses. And I don't know how you do it, but you do. You know, I'm just wondering if you had something to tell somebody right now that maybe wants to start a business or is having some ideas about, you know, living on purpose. Many people right now, maybe because of the financial economy that's going on, you know, looking at different opportunities to maybe start a business that they always wanted to, or maybe have more time to do something that they didn't have before. And, you know, you picked up on a passion in your heart and an opportunity, and maybe somebody else would like to do the same. What could you tell them, or what do you wish someone had told you?
You know, I think the first thing is that to always believe in yourself and don't let anybody talk you out of anything. I have always dabbled in some kind of business all my life. I've started churches. I've started medical agencies. I've started a magazine and radio show. So I've always done just about everything. And there was always somebody in my immediate circle that knocked me down. And I thought to myself, I am not listening to you. I am going to go ahead and do it anyway, because I always felt that if this is what you're supposed to do, it will come naturally. It will come easily. If it's something that you have to do that you struggle with, then it may not be exactly what you need to be doing. Maybe it's a branch of something that you're supposed to be doing. So my heart of hearts and my best advice to anybody out there is just to listen to yourself. Don't second guess yourself. Get out there and try it. And if you fall flat on your face, okay, so you fall flat on your face. But like I said earlier, learn your lessons from that. Dust yourself off and get back up on the horse again and try something else. Who would have ever thought that I've had so many different ideas, you know, to get to where I'm at? But it, you learn from that, and that's what makes you the character and the person that you'll eventually be. And it may not happen overnight. It may and it may not. And it may take 20 years to get down the road like myself. But you know what? You learn and you go, and eventually you'll fall into place. And when you do, it will just be awesome and phenomenal, and it'll be so much excitement. You will just want to get on the rooftop and shout.
Oh, you know, I just love everything you said, because it's, you know, this is what I love about you, Deb, because you make it sound so simple and so easy, and you have such great common sense, and, you know, common sense isn't so common anymore, so it's great. It's so refreshing, because what you're saying is if somebody has a tendency, something in their heart that doesn't want to go away, something that they're natural at, something that they're good at, something that maybe other people recognize in them, you know, then that's what you're supposed to be doing. God doesn't want you, didn't design you to do something to be miserable, right? He designed you to do something that's natural for you with your unique gifts, and what you're supposed to do is not what, you know, somebody next door to you is supposed to do, but whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, it's going to feel good. It's going to be fun. It may be hard work, but you're going to have a passion for it. And the other thing that you said that I think that we can all take a lesson from is you too, even you, international sensation and star that you are, Deb Bailey, even you had people that were naysayers that maybe put you down or told you you couldn't do it. But you didn't let that stop you. And I think that that's something that we can all listen to and pay attention to. Because how many of us have somebody, maybe it's a little voice in our head that says, oh, you can't really do that, or who do you think you are to try that, you know? Or you know, we think we have a dear friend, but they're saying, oh, don't try that, or that'll never work out. And then we have, you know, other people that'll be, you know, like you saying, hey, do it, do it. And that's why it's great to have that connection and that network that you have, because you've built a community of people that say, yeah, you can do it. And if it's a dream in your heart, that's the promise, you should be doing it. But, you know, what would you tell somebody that maybe has a few naysayers in their life telling them don't try? You know, how would you tell them to deal with that?
You know, I just say the best thing you can do is just don't listen to it. I had I won't mention any names, but I had a person in my immediate circle that would always say, oh my gosh, I'm Deb Bailey and I'm just going to make $1 million on the internet, you know, and every day, and it would make me cry because it hurt my feelings. And I guess that turned into more power because I was more determined than anything to prove that person absolutely wrong and to do it in the best grace that I could possibly do it, and it's working. So if you are out there and you are a woman and you have this inner drive inside of you, listen to what it's saying. And if you're like me and you have less than a shoestring budget, guess what? They make stuff out there for free. That's exactly how I got started. I took what my idea was and I wrote it down, and I kept myself a little journal of everything that I wanted to do. I set myself goals. And I went and looked at the competition of my idea. And I thought, you know what? I don't have $1,000 to pay for advertisement, but I bet there's somebody out there that would want to barter some service for some advertisement. So that's how I did it. That's exactly how I got started. If I needed some kind of service to get emails sent out, then I bartered with a virtual assistant. Hey, I'll give you some free advertising in my book or my radio show if you, you know, can get some work done for me. Then I went to go look for systems. Maybe I needed some kind of keeping track thing for my customers, and I couldn't afford $500 or $2,500 at the big corporation. So I Googled free software that I needed, and believe it or not, there are some out there. So I just had to find different ways to get around stuff.
Deb, I am just so overwhelmed. I'm telling you, you're just like a never-ending, gift that keeps on giving. You know, people tell me a lot that their obstacle for not achieving their dreams is, well, I don't have enough money. And what you're saying, that just blows it right out of the water. I mean, you're talking, you're finding, you know, free anything on the web, or you're bartering, and that is so creative, and that's why you are where you are. So for anybody listening, you know, hear what Deb's saying. She wrote down her goals. She kept a journal. You know, statistics show, scientific studies show that when you write down a goal, you're significantly more likely to achieve it once you've written it down, because your mind has almost branded it inside its memory and will try to subconsciously work out what it is that you've written. So what you're doing, Deb, is you're writing it down, and then you're keeping it in a journal. You're looking at the competition. And I think that's something else that people can really find value in. You went and you researched the other people in your niche that were doing what you wanted to do, and you looked at what they were, what was working and not working for them. And then when you knew that you had the budget that you didn't have but you wanted to have, you found creative ways of making it happen, whether, you know, Googling things free or bartering, so that really the money didn't become the issue. And the priceless gift that you had was your enthusiasm and perseverance. And that's not something you can buy in any store that I know of, at least in my area, Deb. You can't buy sincere enthusiasm.
Well, you
so
know,
that would be
it,
the priceless ingredient.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just can't stress enough, you know. I mean, I had internet access and I had a phone, and I thought, you know what, my husband are paying these bills anyway, so obviously I can get on the internet, and there has to be a way for me to do whatever I'm doing. And there, I mean, the first 2 years of the magazine online, people donated the ads or the website to me, and taught me how to do a website, and everything that you see at powerwomenmagazine.com, I do it myself every month because somebody taught me how to do that. And I said, you know what, I have to learn how to do this. And now I get ladies that come to me and say, I've never done this, and I'll say, I'll get you started. I don't have time to spend with you a lot, but I'll get you started and show you how to do it. So it's basic like mine. And I think that's one of the best things that we can do for each other, is to show somebody and pass the power on. And as a woman, because we always put ourselves at the bottom of the list, and trust me, ladies, been there, done that, to the point where I made myself sick and was in the hospital, I just vowed to myself that things are going to be different, and I'm going to do things the easiest and simplest way that I can. And, you know, I do a print magazine monthly. I do an online magazine blogging almost daily. I do at least 6 shows a week, and I still, I do not, I take Friday, Saturday, Sundays off. I don't work them 3 days.
I believe
I barely work at all. Because I I absolutely had to learn. When I first started this and it started catching on and I was in like 20-something countries, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I've got to step up my motion. You know, I've got to get into gear. And my husband would feed me at the computer 3 times a day, 3 square meals, and he'd say, are you ever going to get away? And I said, nope. And I gave myself so much stress that I was in the hospital, had to have a heart cath because I was pushing myself. No more, got out of the hospital having a heart cath, which is no fun at all. And I got the shingles for 8 weeks and couldn't be around my newborn grandson. So I learned from that. And I thought to myself, okay, here's another adventure, Deborah Bailey, that you've went down. What lesson did you learn? So I started doing things a lot differently, and I started looking at things a lot differently. Now I get things done twice as much in half the time, to where I can have Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays off. I do work a little bit on the weekends, but I make time for my family, and I spend just about every Sunday with my grandbaby.
Oh, that is just terrific. So you have a schedule and you stick to it so that you're more efficient.
Absolutely. You have to, especially when you work from home. You know, even though my kids are older and my husband's at work, my son's, he's 18, he's a senior, he still lives at home. Still driving me nuts, but you know how that goes. But, you know, you have to tell them. It, just like before I got on the air, I'm like, everybody, I'm on the air tonight. Don't nobody come in my room. Take care of the dog. The beans are in the crock pot. The, you know, the cornbread's in the oven. You know, y'all are set to go, so don't. I don't want to hear you.
And listen, I'm sure that they wouldn't dare come knocking. So I think that, you know, it's great. You know, a lot of people might have thought, you know, that you had a PR agency getting you all these celebrities on your radio show, but you're out there, for example, the Shriver daughter, I mean, you're out and you're actually finding these people on your own and making this happen, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a little help here and there to get me guided when I get lost, but the biggest part, and I guess I'm going to give away one of my huge secrets, and that is on Sunday evenings before I go to bed, I have satellite, so I pop up the week's calendar on TV, and I look and see who's all on The View and who's going to be on Rachel Ray and who's going to be on what Good Morning America and all them shows, and I make myself a list. And I think to myself, okay, well, all these famous women are coming on the TV, so obviously they're hot right now, so they're going to be in the press. So I get up on the Internet, and I look for Katherine Schwarzenegger's, who is the daughter of Marie and Arnold, who her publicist is, and boom, it'll pull up a press release because she just, her company just threw out a press release because she was on The View, and it gave me her contact information. So I just emailed the little lady and said, hello, I'm Deborah Bailey, and I own Power Women Magazine, and I watched Katherine on The View today, and I absolutely would enjoy having her as a guest on my show. Is she available? And 3 out of 4 times you're going to get yes, but we can only do 15 minutes because that's usually all celebs will give you, and I'll take whatever they give me. And every once in a while you'll get somebody that says, we're sorry, we're not doing radio interviews right now, but contact us again in 6 months or a year or whatever, and you just make a note of it and go on down the road.
That is just unbelievable. You're really gutsy. I mean, if anybody had any takeaway, I mean, guts. You've got guts, and I just think it's great. And that's one of the things that I just love about you, and I was so excited to be able to interview you for, because, you know, you squeeze the juice out of life, and you're just getting the most out of every moment with everybody you meet, and I love it. I just think it's fantastic. You know, there's just no is not in your vocabulary. It's just, there's got no maybe means no now to Deb Bailey. You know, there's another way that it's yet to be discovered. And I think with that attitude, you know, I think that people could accomplish anything. And you know, there's just, I just love it. I mean, Deb, I just love it. Now, is there somebody special that you wanted to share that you interviewed, or a couple people, or or any special interview that you had, and you have so many that, you know, was extra funny, or you learned something, or touched your heart more, or you had a really big response on, or anything that comes to mind.
Oh my goodness, I've had so many great guests. I guess the first one that comes to my mind, and it's my favorite, and she's been on my show many a times, and that is Mrs. P. And Mrs. P is a character that is played by Kathy Kinney, and she's just a sweetheart. I just love Kathy to death. And if you don't recognize the name, she used to play Mimi Bobek on the Drew Carey Show. And she now has a character over at Mrs. P, MRSP.com. And Mrs. P goes all over the United States and reads to children. And she has a wonderful website that is interactive where you can pull storybooks off of her magical shelf and have the story read to you, your grandchild or your child, right there, and everything's for free. And it's just so exciting. She's going around talking to kids, and they have writing contests, and that's right up my alley. I was always on the yearbook staff, and I was always on the newspaper staff, and you know, I took journalism in high school and everything, and that's always been my passion. And I wish I would have had that when I was a kid, you know, somebody behind me that said, oh my gosh, let's hear what you've got to say. Let me hear, you know, your ideas and things. And I think what she does is absolutely my favorite thing, and that's to get kids out there and let them express themselves. If you don't let a child express themselves in a great way, they're going to express themselves in a bad way, because we all want to belong. And I think as women, as power women, we need to recognize that. Just for example, real quick, 2 years ago, like I said, when my son was 16, he had was going through kidney stone surgery and was just shaken up, of course, by it. And he come to me, and he's more of a child that's hands-on anyway. He's an artist, beautiful artist. And he come to me, and he said, Mom, do you think I can paint and draw on my walls? And I said, sure. And my husband just absolutely threw a fit, and he said, don't let him do that. It's going to, you know, drive down the percentage of the house and the market of the house and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? If you don't let him do this now, he's going to be out on the corner making grandchildren that we can't afford, or, you know, doing something that we just don't want him to do. And he absolutely went through surgery and all this kidney problems and drew, and there's just all kinds of things on his wall. There's nothing, there's not one space on his four walls, ceilings, or floor that's not covered in some kind of artwork and paint. And I've had parents and kids come to my house and go in there, and they just drop their jaw, and they come in and say, why would you let him do that? And I said, because if I don't, he was going to do something that I didn't want him to do. And it's so important that we let our children express themselves.
Yeah, and you know, one of the big things that I believe in is that we all need to be 2-minute volunteers, and we all need to volunteer. We all need to give in order to receive, and that's when you really get the most, because you always give, you know, away. You always have to get it first, whatever you're giving away. And you know, I just hear you talk about giving and volunteering and sharing, and you know, it's to me a testimony that you're getting back so much more, in at least equal amounts of what you're giving away to help other people in the shelters or the churches, or just talking about, you know, with the children and so forth. And I just think it's really something that, you know, we need to punctuate, because volunteering and giving away is not something that, you know, is a waste of time. It's really giving us the best of time, and it begins with us. And I think
absolutely,
that, you know, you're yeah, and it's just so, so very important. Well, that, you know, that's great. And I know you have so many different people that you've interviewed, so I'm sure it's very difficult, you know, to pick, well, just this one person and so many
right.
different articles and so forth. But
that's
a great one. And you know, you have just so many different people all the time. It's overwhelming. What did you I can't believe we've only got 10 minutes left. Can you believe that?
I know, I'm having so much fun.
I can't believe it's already coming near the end. Are there some upcoming projects that you're working on that you wanted to share, or some other things? I know you're working on a book and some things like that, but if there's anything in particular that you wanted to share that you are working on right now that's going on, please do.
Well, I've got so many pokers in the fire, as I say. Right now, my book is being edited, and that's going to be a new ebook. And I'm so excited. I finally wrote my first book, and it just came so easily. I couldn't believe how once I took the time to actually sit down and quit talking about writing it and actually write it. But it's being edited right now, and hopefully by the end of the month, we will have it for sale on the website. And it's how to start in your own radio show, just like we're doing, and how to get guests, and how to do the booking, and do your own PR, and all the great things that go with being a successful radio host. I'm also working on my book about my domestic violence, my years in domestic violence, and I'm hoping that will help somebody, along the way, too. I also work with so many women in the community. I work with the women here at the local shelter at Potter's Clay, and we do a diaper drive. And next month, Power Women Magazine radio show will be 2 years old already. I can't believe it. And we're doing the Tea Towels to You program. And what that is, if you would like to donate a new tea towel or a handmade tea towel, you can send it to us, and we'll give you a free link to your website. And that goes to the women. If you're not familiar with the shelter, women that go there to escape domestic violence, they go through the program. They help them get back on their feet. They help them get a job and everything, and help their children as well. And once they're went through the program, then they are out to get their own place. And women, to me, a home is not a home if you don't have a tea towel in your kitchen. I don't know why, but it's always been that way for me. So I started the Tea Towel to You program, and we give away tea towels to the women that graduate.
There. I think we might have lost Deb. Oh, my goodness. Well, she's down in Arkansas, where they're having some really, really tough weather conditions right now. So I think that she probably did end up going on the call.
Hello,
so I'm
can you hear me?
Switch. Oh, you are there. Okay, I was just telling the listeners that I thought in Arkansas you were having some tough times down there.
Yes, the weather's
okay.
Crazy here. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because you were telling us about the tea towels, and then we lost you.
Well, we send tea towels to the women that graduate the program from the women's shelter and give them a tea towel to put in their new apartment or their new home after they've completed the course for the domestic violence shelter.
Yep. Which, you've just got so many things that you're doing that, that are going on right now. People that are physically near your location where you are, and then for people that are listening or reading the magazine, and there's just so many things happening. And with your ebook coming out, how would people follow to get that, Deb?
It will be available on my site, and you can just go to Power Women with the E for Women magazine.com. It's all one word, and I have an e-store right there on my site, and it will be for sale there. And of course, I'll be blasting it if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or FriendFeed or the 900 other social sites I belong to. It will be blasted out on it. So I'm excited that it's coming out, and I hope that everybody enjoys it. And if your passion is to start your own radio show, this ebook will absolutely help you. And for $9.95, you can't beat the advice. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my goodness. No, you can't beat the advice. I mean, everything that you share is a pearl. It's a jewel. It's a piece of gold. I mean, there's just so many things that you talked about tonight, from just being the inspiration to saying, hey, these things happened in my life when I was younger, and these are the obstacles that I encountered, and so many people listening could say, hey, I've been, involved in violence, domestic violence or abuse or some depression or, some issues with my family or mom or whatever. and to listen to you talk about what you've been through and then the passion in your heart, even the job with that woman and the tragedy that you overcame there, and not saying that, yeah, it happened overnight in a day, but it was a process that did unfold because you stuck with it and you had faith. And you told us about, you know, how to stay and persevere within your heart and listen to the signs, whether it be your son at the foot of your bed or somebody in the shelter saying, you know, you have a gift for speaking and, you know, God wants you in a different place. And those messages that you received, you know, that's a lesson for all of us to pay attention to the people that God puts in our life to tell us, you know, this is where I want you to be. And just because it doesn't seem really sunshiny right now doesn't mean that it won't be in another day or so. And to just know that you're in 96 countries, Deb, 96 countries with your radio show, and, you know, how many thousands of people reading your magazine and now being in print. I mean, just a true inspiration. And every week, people can listen to you every day. At what time again, Deb?
My morning show started 11 a.m. Central, which is noon Eastern or 9 a.m. Pacific time. And my afternoon shows, they start at 1 p.m. Central, which is 2 Eastern and 9 a.m. Is that right? No, 11 a.m. I'd stop and think 11
yep.
a.m. Pacific time.
Wonderful. And, you know, I know you are really busy, and I know that your family, you know, tonight's family night, but I'm just so grateful that you took the time to be with us tonight. And I just love you. I just love what you're about. I just, you know, for anybody listening, you're just such the real deal. Deb, you're a breath of fresh air, and I'm just so, it's just, you know, there's certain people that you meet in your life that you're a better person for having met, and you are certainly one of those people. And I hope that anybody listening, you know, will listen to this show, will share it with a friend. There's a lot of wisdom here. And to replay it, this is one of the great things you can do is recycle the happiness and replay all these mind vitamins. And hopefully you'll come back and share with us once your book is really on the bestseller list there on Big Success, Deb. You'll have
absolutely.
To come back.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you. Thank you so much again, Deb. Is there anything else that you wanted to say to anybody in our last minute or so here?
Well, first I want to say thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for all the kind words. You're going to make me cry. But you know what? Stick with me, guys, because eventually my ultimate goal is to hit satellite radio by 2012. So that's my ultimate goal. I'm looking for investors. I'm going to get me the regular station equipment in my own studio, in my own house, and I'm gone. So stick with me.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm definitely going to be sticking with you on that. So I'll be in the cheering section for that and promoting it as well. So I just want to thank you and thank everybody for listening, because the Best People We Know radio show is all about making you the best person that you were created to be, and we all help each other, and together today and tomorrow we can make that happen. So make sure you follow us on Blog Talk Radio so that you don't miss a show. Marcus is one of your favorites. Tell a friend, because sharing is always caring. And do come back next Tuesday night when we'll have another special guest to bring their wit and wisdom to you. And thank you so very much, and God bless you, and good night. Bye.
Bye.